gold-plated diapers.
Hey guys, it's another episode of Flapdoodle Forum with your hosts Lucas Wilson and
Matthew Buckley.
We're here to bring you the weird news of the week.
After our little vacation?
Yeah, man. Both of us went
This is the first episode we've recorded this month, so it's good to return to Jelly Nation.
Jelly Nation.
So, Lucas, you're starting us off this week, right?
Yeah. So, I guess I'll provide the fluff articles for this week, and you've got something potentially discussionary?
Potentially conversation-based, but we'll find out.
All right. Well, here we go.
All right. Lay it on me.
All right. First one, came across. Indiana man pleads guilty to neglect. DWI for strapping kids to hood of car.
What?
A Fort Wayne, Indiana father has pleaded guilty to four charges related to an incident in which he strapped four children to the hood of his car.
Oh my god.
The Journal Gazette reported that 29-year-old Aaron Stefanski pleaded guilty on Monday to three counts of child neglect and a charge of driving while intoxicated. Stefanski used yellow toe straps to secure four children, three of his own, to the hood of a white sedan, according to the Journal Gazette.
Wow.
When officers stopped him as he was driving with the kids on the hood, Stefanski said he was only going to drive around the corner and thought they would like it. According to court documents, that's what it said. The court documents also show that Stefanski's blood alcohol level was more than double the legal limit at the time.
You think?
And he is sentenced to be, he's scheduled to be sentenced on August 3rd. This was found on MSN.com.
So, were these kids unwillingly strapped to the hood? Like, were they screaming and calling for help?
Doesn't really say. Well, it doesn't really say, but I would think,
wait, how far did he get with the kids on the hood?
He said he was driving around the corner and a police officer saw him, so...
That was pretty fast.
But then, you know, he's intoxicated, so he could have been driving for, like, 20 miles and a cop saw these, like... I mean,
if he was just in the neighborhood only going, like, 5 miles an hour, then could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, but... like, what if he was, like, zipping around?
Oh, my God. I can't even imagine.
What if you were a child and you were strapped to the... Would you find that just awesome? Or terrifying?
I guess it depends what kind of child I was. I mean, if I was a real adventure-seeking, adrenaline-junkie child, then I'd probably like it. But if it was me as a child, I would not have any part in that.
Not a part in that? Do you think these kids... Went along with it?
Well, like, what's kind of weird is three of the kids were his own and one of them was somebody else's. So was he like, hey, come on, join my kids on the hood of the car here. Your parents won't care. I mean, it's bad enough he's subjecting his own children to this, but...
This little kid walks by on the sidewalk and he just picks him up and straps him
down. Hey, you want to ride?
Hey, you want to ride? It's like a roller coaster. Would you even do that to you? Would you consider doing that to your own child?
No. Even if I was intoxicated, I find it hard to believe that I would make a decision this bad. I mean, there's just so much that can go wrong, both in terms of potential disaster scenarios and trouble with the law, that, I mean, it's just not even worth considering.
What if you were out, like, you know, some backcountry farm away from any civilization?
I don't think I'd strap my kids to the hood of the car. I mean, maybe if I had a pickup truck, you know, we'd go for a ride and they'd be in the bed of the truck, but not, like, the hood of the car. I mean, what did he strap them to it with?
Yellow...
Shoestring, or...
No. He used, those things. Those, yellow tow straps. You know, that, like, oh, you see on, like, tow trucks and stuff.
Oh, okay. Still, I mean... You can't imagine it being very secure for the child. It's not like a seat.
You hook it around and you know, the wheel hubs and then or maybe like the hood itself and then you just kind of keep going. Although you got to like look out for like squishing your child's innards.
You seem like you're really buying into this.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You take your kids for a spin on this this death contraption thing here?
You know what? You know what? I would. Heck no.
Good. I would certainly hope not.
No.
Just too risky.
That's gotta be a weird experience though. Like, you're strapped to, laying down I don't know if it was...
What if they were on their backs?
Yeah, I don't know if it was front first or in the back.
Laying back would be terrifying.
Laying back... No, I think laying forward would be terrifying more than laying back.
You know, yeah, because your face would be closer to, like, the road.
Yeah.
And it'd be like those roller coasters where you're, like, lying down, like, Superman style.
Oh, yeah, those things. I got, like, there was, like, one ride I remember getting on one time, laying down. It was, like, not quite...
Was it a roller coaster?
It was, like, some... No, it was more like... Not a roller coaster, but it was, like, a... more of, like, a spinning ride. But it, you kind of, like, lay down. You had your arm... You were laying on your stomach in this thing with your arms holding on to this doodad, and you... And it would spin around and go up sideways and all that. But then, like, my arm was, like, cramping up super bad. Like, the blood was leaving it or something like that. And it was, like, one of the most painful experiences I've ever been on.
Sounds pretty terrifying.
It wasn't a fun ride. It was, like, a long line, too. And I was like, oh, I'll give it a try. Sat in there for, like, a half an hour, 45 minutes in that line, getting in it. And I couldn't wait for the thing to be over.
Doesn't sound like anything I've been on. Another thing with this, though, like, you got to figure the margin for error is, like, razor thin with... anything with this, like, because if the kids slide back and cover the windshield, then the dad can't see any crashes, or if they slide forward, then it's going to be potentially even worse, because they're just going to go to the ground, and dad's going to run over them.
Thud, thud.
So this wasn't a very well-executed or very well-thought-through plan.
I don't think you can... What in the world could this... this even if this man wasn't... under the influence, how could it have been a well-thought-out plan?
They could have spent the night doing something else.
Like Parcheesi?
Parcheesi, sorry, Monopoly. You know, something that normal people do at home. Not dangerous. With their kids.
If you insist, Matt.
All right. I know it's a radical idea, but hopefully I'm not asking for too much.
Oh, you know. It's a party pooper and everything.
So you want to switch off?
Yeah! Let's do this!
Oh, hey, we're re-editing Lost Radio.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Got episode one done already.
How are you changing it?
Taking out all the music, cutting up all the boring stuff, make the dialogue happen faster, adding sound effects.
Oh, so you're getting rid of, like, extraneous stuff? All that.
Yeah. I mean, like, and especially in, like, the first couple episodes, it's like, we didn't really know what we were doing yet. So it's just kind of like, hey.
It's like the Lost Radio version of Dragon Ball Z Kai. You know, where they took out, like, filler content for Dragon Ball.
Oh, they did?
You didn't hear about that?
No. What, for, like, the American release?
Yeah. It was only released on DVD because it's pretty recent, like, well after the Toonami run.
So I'll get a season one done there of Lost Radio and release it. And then get on this season two and then three and then four. And hopefully it'll be kind of our first... radio drama on the podcast site until Retrotronic is ready to go.
Now, the article that I have for this week's show isn't the most mind-blowing or bizarre thing ever, but it's pretty interesting. Might raise a few eyebrows and promote some discussion here.
I see a picture of a treadmill.
Yes. Name of the article on newsfeed.time.com is Plus Size Friendly Gym Bans Skinny People. But there's also a version of this on the Huffington Post, New York Daily News, and a few others. It's a semi-well-covered story. Basically, there's this gym in Vancouver called Body Exchange that's made...
Do they go in like, hey, I want that body for this body?
No, they're not swapping bodies, but I guess they're changing them. What they did is what's been called a bold business move. They've banned skinny people from their establishments, quote-unquote, in the hopes of fostering a friendly workout environment for a primarily plus-size clientele.
So what happens once you get skinny? Are you kicked out of the gym?
Exactly. That's what kind of crossed my mind. There's a lot logistically that could go wrong here. But the reason I was kind of attracted to it is because I was reminded of Planet Fitness, which is a gym chain that we have very predominantly around here. I don't know if it's a national chain.
I go there.
But... yeah, I go there a lot, too. I'm not actually a member.
Used to be.
Yes. But they've, in recent years, kind of developed some hypocritical ideologies that they're promoting. Because when they first opened, and up until recently, they promoted themselves as the judgment-free zone. So anybody could just, you know, sign up and work out, do their thing, you know, get healthy. Good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm totally behind that. But then recently, they've changed it. So now it's not only the judgment-free zone, but it's the no lunkhead, no bodybuilder, you know, just average Joe gym.
Mm-hmm.
Which seems, I don't know if I'm speaking out of line here, but it seems kind of contradictory to me, because if you're the judgment-free zone, why are you judging people who lift heavy weights? I mean, do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I can see what you're talking about there. And like, what if...
I mean, they're obviously trying to appeal to the mainstream, but yeah. They're also segmenting a pretty hardcore demographic that goes to the gym a lot.
Yeah, but I guess what they're trying to do is provide a place for people who don't like going to the gym and using weights and stuff because they feel like they're being judged by these enormous men.
Well, the enormous men are now being judged by them.
Yeah. I was just...
I mean, if you've ever seen the Planet Fitness commercials, it's like totally discriminatory towards, you know, anybody who's got more than average amount of muscle mass.
Oh, it was like
which isn't necessarily fair.
It's crazy. Oh, yeah, it was like some crazy enormous guy.
Uh-huh.
It's going like... It's like I lift them up and I put them down. Yeah. And he's got like a giant jug
like
of
every
creatine
stereo,
or something.
Every stereotype about bodybuilders, like the guy's wearing like a spaghetti top kind of thing with like huge muscles and kind of an accent and everything. Kind of stupid.
Like a Arnold Schwarzenegger
kind
of accent.
It's kind of funny though because not a gym around here, but another local gym in some other part of the country that's like... they only have one or two locations. They came out with a commercial that kind of parodied that.
Mm-hmm.
And they're more hardcore. So in their commercial, some average Joe tries to join the gym. And then he sees that there's all these hardcore bodybuilders like going at it. And he gets like terrified. And I think he ends up getting... He either runs away scared or like the gym owner throws him out of the gym or something. Which I thought was pretty funny. But this here with plus size people only, it's like... I don't know, like, what is the threshold? Like, it doesn't really say.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting. Like, do they do it by, like, are you required to maybe weigh yourself or something?
I'm not really sure. But let's just say somebody who's fat wants to get, like, really skinny. So they get to the point where they're, like, average weight.
Do you lose your membership?
Yeah, like, do they revoke your membership because you're no longer fat?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I mean, it doesn't really say a lot
I'm just going to, like, assume yes?
The whole ideology behind it is that people are often too fearful to become active, and there wasn't a model that offered camaraderie.
Yeah, I can see the effort, because, like, you know...
I can definitely see
you'd
that...
You be there with all these healthy people, and you're just kind of self-conscious.
Like, if you're, like,
up.
Really, yeah, like, self-conscious, afraid of what people are going to think, and, like, really overweight, you probably wouldn't want to go to, like, a normal gym like Planet Fitness or Gold's Gym, because there's going to be a lot of already... fit and healthy people there, so it's kind of discouraging.
Mm-hmm. Although Planet Fitness has a lot of range.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of depends when you go to, because I like to go at night, and there's usually more like...
Oh yeah, I'm going early in the morning. That's when like the older crowd is there.
Yeah,
we got like, you know.
Well, so Lucas, do you think that this is a good idea?
I really don't know.
Come on, give me a solid answer.
I can't give you a... This is a gray issue. There is no right or wrong. Like, I mean, I could see...
All right. Well, let's just say that this is an okay idea. Like, this is acceptable.
Uh-huh.
So in that case, would the reverse also be true? Could you have a gym where they only allow skinny people in?
Yeah, I could see how...
Because that's
there
not
could
really...
be some... People might be up in arms about that. But then they might not be up in arms about the fat-only gym.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Like, you can't let... It's like, you're not letting overweight people in the gym? Well, that's absurd. And then
Right. Like,
one,
there would
like...
be a huge public, like, outcry and backlash if they discriminated against fat people.
But then you wouldn't have as many people angry about a gym only for fat people.
Yeah. Except this is definitely, I don't know, I mean, it doesn't make me angry, but it's just kind of like...
But then
unless
they, like, lay out to, like, whoever joins, like, this is what we expect.
Uh-huh.
This is our threshold. If you reach this, you know, then expect that we would like it if you would maybe switch to a different gym.
I don't know, but then that would still make you feel unwelcome.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
I don't know.
Like, I mean, like, you know, if they laid it out, instead of just being like, they get the fat police and they walk up and say, you're too skinny, ma'am, to be on that treadmill. Get out of here.
You see a skinny guy just screaming as he's dragged away. And
no!
I'll gain weight, I promise!
Downs a whole cake when he
gets
home.
Well, yeah, if you think about it that way, then it's kind of promoting people to be fat. Because these people are going to be working out, and then if they get too skinny, they have this fear of being thrown out, so they're not going to want to lose weight.
Uh-huh.
It's just kind of, it seems kind of contradictory and self-defeating.
I really don't know what to make of that. I mean, well, how do you feel, Matt?
About what?
You're asking me what I thought.
Do I think this is acceptable? Do I think this is an all right idea?
Yeah.
I think they're entitled to do it. But then they, by the same principle, they should be able to make a skinny person only gym. It's only fair.
One gym is divided down the middle. Skinny, fat.
On one side of town, you have the fat person gym. On the other side, you have the skinny person gym. Both are at odds. But that's pretty much it to this story. Did you have anything to add, Luke?
No, I think that's about it.
Do you have one more story to share real quick?
Yeah, sure. I can carry us into the end of the show with one last story.
You may have already heard about this.
Perhaps.
Okay. New York man nears 3 millionth mile in his beloved 66 Volvo.
Wow. No, I haven't heard about this.
No? I've seen it on like... Well, the article's too long to read out. But essentially this guy, he's had this car for a long time, obviously. Yeah. And he's reaching the nearly 3 million miles he's driven on. So I'm assuming he's just repairing this car all the time.
Yeah.
Because there's no way that the same...
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he switched out a lot of parts.
Yeah. But that's a testament to how well cars were
made.
It's
a 66 Volvo.
Yeah, the 1966 Volvo P1800S.
Is this like a record for
He already broke the record. It was when he hit 1.7 million miles.
Wow. So he just blew by that.
Now he's just like holding on to it. And yeah, apparently, you know, he's retired. So he just drives cross country doing his thing.
Now, is Volvo like paying him to keep going with this car? I mean, obviously, this is great publicity for them.
It would be. I don't think so. I didn't get a chance to really...
I mean, imagine this guy on, like, Volvo commercial saying that he's driven, like, 3 million miles in his Volvo. I mean, that's kind of a strong showing of how high quality your cars are.
Yeah, I would, if I was Volvo, I'd probably reach out to this guy and be like, hey, you want to be, like, our spokesman?
Yeah, just like, Jared Fogle in Subway.
Yeah, maybe just, like, fashion, like, you know, a series of commercials around this guy. Or at least, you know, at least one being around his
car. Well,
like,
it's perfect, too, because he's, like, a cross-country traveler. They could show, like, all these historic landmarks. He's, like, driving around from place to place. He's showing how he's living, like, this awesome lifestyle, driving around in his Volvo. I mean, it's perfect. They just need to make this happen.
Yeah. Oh, wow, that's a long commute.
What?
Oh, well, he's a former teacher, and he would clock 125 miles a day commuting.
Wow.
That's like an hour there and back.
That's crazy.
I know. It's like, I know.
How long has he been retired? I mean...
Well, he's 72, so okay. Probably like 10 years.
The gas was probably a lot cheaper back when he was doing that.
When he's... Yeah. Well, I was like, yeah. Yeah.
That's a long article.
Yeah, it is. Much longer than the last one. But it's like this whole thing. It's kind of funny, though, because you got like these links to other articles.
Right.
About cars. It's like, Ford claims this has more miles. You know, it's like, they're not exactly related. It's kind of funny.
Huh. Would you ever stick with a car for that long, Luke?
Yeah, I really don't know, because, like, you know, some part of
what if you just, like, really loved the car? Didn't want to give it up?
I really do like my current car, and so far the
How
only
How many
thing,
miles have you put on it?
A fair amount, actually. I got it a year ago in March.
So maybe, like, 15,000?
Yeah, I got it. It was, like, 72,000 miles on it, and now it's like 92,000 miles on it. It's like I've put 20,000 miles on it. A lot of that's visiting, driving out to Elmira and back, and up to Brunswick, Maine and back.
So times that by 150. Would you be willing to go that far with that car?
I wonder if he's if this has been the car he's had just since 1966 or something.
Oh, I mean, I would assume so.
Yeah, if you got that many miles. There's like a picture here too of his I don't know if that's his insurance card or his registration, but it says, like, mileage 2,947,004. Like, I think you'd be like, what?
Is that a mistake?
Yeah, I don't know. If you're taking it for, like, an oil change and they ask you how much mileage...
I mean, like, has it had, like, any major problems?
Because
you gotta imagine, like, at that point...
I would think that it probably had some issues that it can have, but look, geez, look, the body is in perfect condition.
He obviously takes great care of it.
Yeah, I know, man.
But... I don't know, like, most cars start to really show their age around 150, 200,000 miles, so this is just, like, that's extraordinary.
I know. Oh.
What?
He bought the car new in June 30th, 1966 for just $4,000. $4,150.
Talk about return on investment.
I know. And then back then that was a full year's salary. He skipped the optional air conditioning, but forked over an extra $10 for AM/FM radio, which is standard in any car.
Yeah.
Except for Bubba's car. He doesn't have any air conditioning in there.
Oh, yeah. We'll have to see if he can get a deal on air conditioning for $10.
That'd be quite a project trying to stick that in.
His car?
Yeah. Do you, would you hold on to a car that long?
I might hold on to it. Nah. No, I don't think I would drive a car for that long.
No?
You know, I like getting something updated every once in a while, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you gotta think, after even just like 5 to 10 years, it's already starting to get, you know, older in terms of what's on the market, what the new models look like, so, you know, I would want something more current.
Yeah?
I would say.
Huh?
But that's
I wouldn't mind having a, someday being able to afford a brand new car.
You can do it, man.
Mine's doing pretty good, no problems, except for there's some thing that's not letting the gas properly ventilate, but it doesn't affect the performance of the car in the slightest. It's just a environmental thing.
Oh, okay. Well, then could be worse.
Could be worse, yeah. Well,
that's about it for that.
That comes to the end of our show there, huh, Matt?
Anything else to add?
Not a whole lot. I know
my caffeinated water got me through the show pretty efficiently.
I hope you
caffeinated water, folks. It's the next revolution in beverage technology.
Something feels kind of weird about that. There's nothing.
It tastes the same as regular water too.
Yeah, just sticking caffeine in the water.
You know, it's such a simple idea. I'm surprised nobody's come up with it before.
Yeah, like a part of me is like, oh, it's kind of weird. There's nothing really to metabolize in there. And then I'm thinking to myself, well, what's diet soda?
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
so we have a meeting to attend, right?
Yeah.
With the future of our website,
the whole staff there. So
hopefully some good ideas will be thrown around and new changes that you guys will like.
Yeah.
So. All our loyal listeners.
It'll be great. Thanks for listening to Flapdoodle Forum. This has been Lucas Wilson.
Co-host Matthew Buckley.
We'll catch you next time.